Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Idaho Army National Guard is intolerant of religious speech. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Liberty Counsel notified Governor Brad Little that the Idaho Army National Guard has violated the protected speech of an infantry officer by removing him from command and illegally pressuring him to resign regarding public statements he made outside of the military environment. Holly, he did these statements on his own personal social media. He wasn't representing the National Guard. He wasn't pretending to. And as a result, some other homosexual within the military, the National Guard, complained. And consequently, this individual is now being targeted because of his religious beliefs.
Absolutely. You know, and we've had various good media on this story. And I had one of them say, Idaho? Are you sure Idaho? I mean, the governor is conservative. The other, you know, legislators are conservative. And I said, well, you're looking at the higher ups in the military. Don't forget about
them. Yeah, this is the military.
Them.
Yeah, okay? This is the military. And this is what we have been dealing with in the military since the beginning of COVID, particularly with the lockdowns or the mandates that actually occurred. Lockdowns occurred in 2020. The mandates occurred in the military beginning in August of 2021. And we've seen this awful cancer within the military at the highest levels.
The TV generals, the commanders, especially in this case, not particularly all the officers, but the higher-ups.
Yeah, it's the higher-ups. It comes from all the way from the White House to the Department of Defense down to some of the upper levels of the various military. And this goes back, I believe, to the Obama administration, where he pushed some people out, elevated others to this level of influence, and consequently it trickles down. And that's what we're seeing here in the National Guard.
Absolutely. You know what happened in 2023? A subordinate senior enlisted man who claims to be homosexual, he filled out the form of the formal complaint, said he was homosexual. He filled out this complaint against the officer who shared, as you mentioned before, his religious and political beliefs, particularly those regarding gender ideology and the sexualization of children on his private social platform. I mean, this officer at the time was running for office. It was on a private Facebook page. It had nothing to do with the military, but yet this one individual came after him with vengeance.
Yeah, the officer wrote against graphic, obscene children's books in a library and the promotion of a drag kids event and drag queens in schools. He also posted statements such as, quote, no child is born in the wrong body, close quote. Males should not be competing in female sports, and against the medical mutilation of gender-confused children. The officer posted these statements, as you mentioned, while he was running for office, and he did it on his own private capacity.
But get this, this subordinate senior enlisted man, in the complaint, he claimed the examples of the officer's speech showed, quote, just how much the officer truly hates the LGBTQ community. I feel like I've been discriminated against because of my sexual orientation and that it caused a hostile work environment. The purpose of this complaint is to bring to your attention several instances in which I believe I have faced discriminatory treatment based on my sexual orientation. I am deeply concerned about the hostile and prejudiced behavior I have experienced, which has adversely affected my well-being, work performance, and overall sense of belonging within the workplace organization. Nothing this officer said has anything to do with what he complained.
No, he has
he did
nothing
not come
to
after
do with it.
The LGBT community. He did not come after that. He is protecting children from the sexualization and the gender ideology.
Yeah, in fact, the situation here is really egregious because when you're in the military, whether National Guard or any other place, you don't lose your constitutional rights to free speech, especially in your own time. You don't have a loss of First Amendment rights when you're out preaching in a church, speaking somewhere, whether it's on social media or some other place, especially if you're not representing your identification and your association with the military branch to which you serve. This individual was not doing that. He has the right to be able to speak publicly, privately, regarding these issues on his private time. And so when he now gets this complaint, instead of just brushing that aside and saying, well, you know what, he has a First Amendment right, there's nothing that he did, he didn't say anything against you, it's not affecting anything that he does here, he wasn't associating himself or aligning himself as speaking on behalf of the Idaho Army National Guard. But instead, what happened is the Idaho Army National Guard removed the officer from command following the complaint from the senior enlisted man and then illegally pressured him to resign without benefit of any counsel or notice. He rescinded his notice 2 hours later after contacting Liberty Counsel. So he was pressured to give his notice. Then he contacted Liberty Counsel, mm-hmm. and now he has rescinded his notice. And we have given the Army National Guard an ultimatum to change course because they're clearly violating the First Amendment rights under the Constitution, free speech, free exercise of religion, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and the Idaho Constitution.
Absolutely. And so the National Guard, in this case, proceeded with a formal investigation based on the unconstitutional complaint from the subordinate senior enlisted man. After more than a year since the officer was removed from command, the investigating officer released a recommendation that the infantry officer be permanently removed from command. In addition, and get this, the investigating officer considers enlisted personnel who hold traditional moral values as extremist and should be barred from serving or being promoted. He also recommends that the Idaho Army National Guard adopt the following policy of searching out the public religious and political statements of enlisted candidates for high-profile positions. And this policy is, in light of information uncovered during the conduct of this investigation, and in accordance with the instructions contained in the Department of Defense, and he notes various document, which means handling protest, extremist, and criminal gang activities among members of the armed forces. Reporting requirements. I recommend that all candidates are scrutinized to ensure there is no concerning information with the public domain that would, if substantiated, potentially involve reporting requirements through the state. G2 to the DOD Counterintelligence Reporting Hub and Insider Threat Hub for adjudication by subject matter experts.
Now, there's a lot of different kinds of statements there. The bottom line, however, goes back to what you read earlier.
It's calling them extremists.
And that is that enlisted personnel who hold traditional moral values are going to be considered, or they want them to be considered, as, quote, extremists, close quote, and that they should be barred from serving or being promoted. And then recommending this kind of policy that when you make a statement like this is what makes this person an extremist in their view, a complaining about graphic, obscene children's book in a library. That makes you extreme if you don't agree that children should have graphic, obscene books in the public library.
Or posting a statement that says no child is born in the wrong body.
Right. Or complaining or raising concern about a drag kids event and a drag queen event in schools.
Or males should not be competing in female sports.
Or talking about medical mutilation of gender-confused children. Look, there's a number of states, half of the states ban this kind of medical mutilation. So
this investigating officer wants to
muzzle
the free speech of those who are Christians and those who hold traditional
and
moral values?
And to raise these questions or concerns makes you an extremist, ineligible to serve. Mm. But yet at the same time, they want to throw open the doors to people who are gender confused and pay for their puberty blockers, their cross-sex hormones, and also their mutilating surgeries and their treatment that will last for a lifetime and that will destroy their lives. That's what they're looking for.
And many of these military officers join the military to serve God and their country.
Well, this is the kind of just unbelievable nonsense that we discovered during COVID when we represented thousands and thousands of honorable servicemen and women in all six branches of the military regarding the COVID mandates. We won time and time again, and this is the kind of nonsense that's still there. There needs to be a cleaning of the house. We will not stand for the military, particularly the Army National Guard in Idaho, to target people of faith and Christian values and call them extremists. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.